You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. Going to college is hard enough, but what if no one in your family can tell you how to study or choose classes or fill out financial aid forms or even apply in the first place because they've never been? Well, a federal program called Upward Bound helps high school students become the first in their families to go to college. Moderator Kathleen Schock talks with Fresno City College's Upward Bound director, Ben Reynoso, and students Anissa Brown, Elisha Mendoza, and Angie Gonzalez Barajas.
So, Ben, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your background with Upward Bound and with TRIO in general. Tell us what TRIO is and how Upward Bound fits under that umbrella.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Kathleen, first off, for having us here today. And as you mentioned, TRIO programs have been around since 1964. We began in the Lyndon B. Johnson administration. It was a program to help students who are first generation and low income to go to college. One of the programs, and actually the initial program, was Upward Bound. And today we have students here from different high schools who fall under Upward Bound because they are first generation and come from low-income families. They qualify for this program. At Fresno City, we are one of 890 TRIO Upward Bound programs. Our program specifically has 89 students from the Central Valley, five different high schools that we're at, and we basically just help them to go to college. We make them, empower them, give them those opportunities that they know that college is a reality for them.
Great. So let's hear from some of our students who are here today. Anisha, let's start with you. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you came to Upward Bound, and what your experiences have been in the program.
So I was initiated into the program by one of my school counselors, and she just pulled me into the class when she went over my my transcript with me, and she was telling me about like my grades and how good they were, and that was I interested in college. And I had told her I've been interested in college since I was like little, like I've always wanted to. So
and how old were you when you had this conversation?
When I got initiated into the I was probably I was a sophomore, actually. So I was going into my sophomore year. So I was a freshman at the time when she had talked to me. And the conversation went really smooth. She handed me a packet. She said that she was excited to inform me that like I got accepted into the program.
What are the kind of things that you've done as part of Upward Bound?
Upward Bound, we go on college trips, and they just give us a reality check, like this is how like college is. So we're also in classes, and we're like doing college stuff. We're actually getting college credit. The class that I'm in is Allied Health, and we're actually with a professor from Fresno City. So it's real life stuff, and it's hands-on. So we're always working, we're always doing something. And it's not just work. We actually have fun all the time. We go on field trips every Friday. Actually, this weekend, we're going to San Francisco to visit two colleges.
How exciting. So, Alicia, I want to switch to you. Tell me a little bit about your experience in Upward Bound and how it has shaped your thinking about your future.
Well, Upward Bound has definitely helped me think a lot more about the future than I think I would have if I had not been in it. I remember my friend Daisy pulled me in one day, and she was like, hey, do you want to do a summer program with me? It's through Upward Bound. And I was like, what's that? And she was like, well, it basically helps you get exposure for college and get ready. And it's for like income students like us, because we don't really have a lot of people to talk about things like that. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm down. And I joined last summer, and it just really changed my life. Like, I actually started thinking, wow, I have opportunities, because where I come from, it's really, you're just going to work for the rest of your life. That's all you're going to have to do. And that's how you're going to support yourself. And so I was like, okay, I guess that's it. But now I know I can go to college. I can major in what I love, which is chemistry. And Upward Bound actually helped me find that, because we have tutoring sessions during the school year. And I was struggling with chemistry. And I was like, man, I guess I can't do this because I'm not good at it. But the tutors there, they taught me, you don't have to be good at it to like it. You don't have to be good at it to get into it. You just have to work hard. And I think that's what Upward Bound does. It gives you a reality check, but it also helps you. Like, it just doesn't, like, give you tough love. Like, it actually gives you the materials and the resources to help support what you want to do. And that's what I love about Upward Bound. And it's really influenced me to go to college And it gave me the confidence to say now that I want to go to UC Davis.
That's extraordinary. Fingers crossed that you get that admission packet in the mail next year. And just to mention, you are a senior at Edison High School currently, correct?
Yes, I'm going into my senior year.
Wonderful. So, Ben, I'd like to shift the focus back to you. As you mentioned, Upward Bound is a program that has been around a very long time, and all of the research indicates that it is extremely successful. I'm wondering from your perspective, what is it that is so unique about this program in terms of the impact that it has for students?
Yeah. I think definitely it's that individual attention that we give to our students. So it gives us the opportunity. We have 87 students. So for that counselor to work with that student the 4 years that they're in high school, it really gives us that starting point as a freshman all the way to senior year to know what they want to see themselves doing later on in life, and empower them to believe in themselves. And so, like, for example, like Anissa, you know, now that we know that she wants to go to CSU Long Beach, then let's plan that college visit to CSU Long Beach. She wants to go into communications. Let's expose her to people in communications. And again, you know, they're going to be going through teenage, you know, issues or stuff, you know, at home or, you know, in school. And we really just try to make sure that they know that there's people that will support them regardless of whatever they're going on with in their lives.
Great. If you're joining us, you're listening to Valley Edition. We're discussing the Upward Bound program at Fresno City College, and we're joined by the director of that program, along with several students and an alumni of the program. So, Angie, I'd like to bring you into this conversation. You are currently a senior at Fresno State. But you went through the Upward Bound program when you were in high school and now have come back as a tutor in that program. So tell us a little bit about why this program was meaningful for you and what the experience has been to come back and work with these high school students.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having us here. We really appreciate it. But yeah, so I was actually an alumni from the program. I actually started back in 2011. I'm actually the oldest in my family and the first one on both sides to be attending a university. So it's a huge, huge deal. So Upward Bound, actually, I feel like it was just kind of that, like, I was lucky. I was lucky enough to be able to be a part of something so tremendous that has helped me become essentially who I am today. My family never thought of the idea of college. I never really was exposed to anything in regards to college. So when Upward Bound reached out to me, it was actually at Ahwahnee Middle School. And they pulled me out of class. I honestly thought I was in trouble. I was like, I'm doing all my homework. I'm doing everything great. They did a presentation. And I was like, this is too real to be like true, right? And it's all free. Like, you know, who's paying for this? So when I told my dad, he's like, well, you know, let's see if this is actually the real deal. So he confirmed, I joined, and honestly, it's been a step that I'm so grateful for. So Upward Bound has really supported me in ways I never knew to ever exist, from mentoring us, to providing us workshops, to bringing in guest speakers, to visiting university campuses, to providing you with financial aid, how to fill it out, what to expect in college. I think the tutoring definitely does work. And you know, here I am kind of having this conversation with us today. So yeah, it's really nice to be able to have formed a part of it and now becoming an alumni, but also giving back. And I think for me, Upward Bound means so much because it gave me that gateway. It gave me that opportunity to become something without really knowing that I could. And so to be working for them, for me, it's an honor. Like, that's not so much of having to, I don't see it as a job. Let me just kind of state that. I don't see it as a job. I see it like I get to give back to some students who I knew that I've come from kind of their upbringing, and to provide those resources, to give out workshop presentations now. It's like, wow, I never thought I would be a tutor. As a matter of fact, our assistant director was actually my tutor when I was in the program. And so it's really nice to see, like, you know, past students come back and help and support, and it's just a beauty to be able to kind of share this and not just, you know, let it die essentially. So,
and Anisha, what is it like for you to have somebody who has had such similar experience to yours as a tutor, and also I would imagine a bit of a mentor?
Having a tutor is like honestly the greatest thing that I could have, because I'm the youngest in my family, it's just a great extra help. Like, they help me and they provide for me too, so it's never a dull moment. So I feel like they're actually like my family. So since I've been here in the program, they've always been there for me, and I can always talk to Angie about anything, and Ben about anything. I connect with the program really well. So I think it's a great thing because I'm the youngest in my family, and my other, I have an older sister and an older brother, but they're not really like on the like school side. So when I come to the program, I have other people around me that are like me. So
that's great. Thank you. So Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things that I think is a bit unique about Upward Bound is that you have a lot of autonomy to shape the program. Mm-hmm. Even though the money is coming from the federal government, they're not necessarily mandating how those dollars are spent. And mm-hmm. I understand that Fresno City College has implemented 4 new areas mm-hmm. this year. Tell us a little bit about how the program is growing and changing mm-hmm. and how you're tailoring it to meet the specific needs of students.
Yeah, one of the things that we tried this year, and I think it was really successful, was the students were able to stay in the dorms for a week, the first week of summer program. So they stayed at Fresno State. And this was important for us to implement because a lot of times these students want to go away from home, go to college to another state or another city. And by them staying in the dorms, they're able to prove to their parents, to their family members that, hey, you know what? I was able to do this. I was able to live alone. I was able to live the college lifestyle for a week. I definitely can do it once that time comes. This year, we implemented internships. So these young ladies here, they were able to have their first job, learn those soft skills that a lot of times, you know, teenagers their age don't have yet. And so it's everything from being respectful to your boss, showing up on time, how to answer phones. I mean, everything that first job should entail, we're trying to teach them and teach them in the right way. Our campus, again, is offering courses for them, the dual enrollment high school enrichment. Again, they're getting college credit. And so for us, it's like really implementing it and drilling it in their mind that, yes, they come from first generation low income families, but that shouldn't be the burden as to why they should not go away to college or go to college.
And just for those who are, mm-hmm. are not familiar, dual enrollment means a college course at Fresno City College that high school students are enrolled in?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you've been involved, I'm turning the conversation now to Alicia. Yeah, tell us a little bit about some of these experiences. Did you stay at Fresno State in the dorms? Have you been taking dual enrollment courses? What have you been able to engage in?
Yeah, I actually loved my stay at Fresno State in the dorms because I felt it wasn't only proving to like my parent that I could do it. It was proving to myself that I could do it, like going on alone, having a roommate, not really just knowing what is going to happen. Because, I mean, they gave us an idea, but still, like, you're away from home, you're out of your comfort zone. And I honestly loved it. Like, it made me think, wow, I actually do want to go to Davis. Like, if I do go to Davis, I want to stay in the dorms. This is amazing. I love it. It just gave me relief. And they helped us even talk about if you do want to move away, like what's going to happen. So I loved that so much. And especially the internships this year, I personally love my job. It's actually really amazing. And I've gotten really a lot of exposure with the program, not only to college, but yeah, with the internship to like how the workforce is going to be for me, which actually made me go out and apply for another job on my own because I knew I had the support of Upward Bound behind me. And they were actually there when I got the call back saying I had gotten the job. So it was actually a really great moment for me.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Angie, looking back on your time with Upward Bound and certainly from the perspective that you're in now as somebody who's working with students, can you just share with the audience what it's like to be a first-generation college student and the added level of difficulty that is a part of going into college without having somebody in your immediate family who can help you navigate the process?
I'm getting teary, but honestly, it's difficult. It really is difficult because it was a challenge, at least letting my parents know, hey, I'm even if I'm not going off to college, I'm still living with them. But the whole idea of like taking night classes, and it's like, what do you mean night classes? You know, why are you coming home late? You know, and it was like, well, I'm not going to family parties because I have to do homework. It was just like things that obviously no one in my family understood. And I felt like, well, Upward Bound is telling me this is okay, but why is my family saying that's not? And so it took me a while to kind of understand, okay, what is it that I truly want? I know it's going to cost me. And essentially, I kind of gave a presentation out yesterday for our students about how taking good care of yourself means a lot. So like self-care, but also, you know, being that chain breaker in your family. And the way we're doing that now is them, you know, they're being present in these workshops. They're here investing 6 weeks of their time into the program that's going to help them succeed. And so I think it's definitely, I tell them how it's going to be. You know, it's difficult being the first generation, but regardless of how difficult or how scary it may be, never be afraid to raise your hand, because someone is going to be there to help you. Definitely have a support system, and we always let them know, like, even if you go off to college, you're more than welcome, and we encourage it, actually promote it, for them to come back and say, hey, I want to be a tutor, or I have a question or something. So we're always there even after they leave.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you all for being with us today. We really appreciate hearing about your experiences in the program. And Ben, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about the impact Upward Bound is having on students.
Thank you, Kathleen, for having us.